You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Football cards 24/7, 365. That's what we do here on the Football Card Quest. His name is Andy. My name is Carter. We are one day closer to the NFL draft. And our general question, we started off at the beginning of every episode. Are you still participating in breaks? Andy, I'm going to throw that question to you, my friend.
Oh, man. No, I'm not, man. I can't do it. I was burned so bad the first time. Spent $150 back when 2020 Select came out. Got one team. The Philadelphia Eagles was after Jalen Hurts. Or a variety of other players, but I got a veteran Carson Wentz card. One card. Mm. That was it. One card out of a $150 break, and it was a veteran card. Carson Wentz, it's worth a dollar. You know what I'm saying? So, I know. I was burned for life, man. I said, I'll never do a break again. I focus on singles because I get the cards that I want at the prices I want.
Yeah, I think breaks were better when the hobby was at its peak in 2020. But now people are just so selective with their singles market buying that the cards that you get from the break obviously won't be something that everybody's going to want to buy. And once you get it, do you just 99-cent auction it right when you receive it? That's the big thing. You really got to answer that question. What is my goal from this break? Is it a random team break, or is it a break where I'm paying a premium for a certain team because I want a Bengals Burrow card or I want a Bengals Chase card? So there's so many different versions of breaks. And for those that don't know what that is, you buy in with a breaker and you wish for the best. It's just not for me. And Chad makes a really good point here. Chad, in every one of our live streams, I want to shout him out. Also, a little bit later, we're going to be ripping a hobby box live for our guy, Derek Richard. But Chad brings up the COVID lockdown made breaks that much more fun, right? There wasn't sports gambling happening. There wasn't sports happening. Nobody was really doing anything. And it gave you a sense of community. But now that everybody's able to go to card shows and we're so much smarter about cards, Andy, I do think breaking overall has cooled off.
Yeah, I think it's cooled off because it's not just like not people not being able to get out, right? But it's also like as the hobby's kind of naturally evolved and people have gotten smarter within the market, they're understanding that Panini is trying to make as much money as they possibly can, you know, through this gold rush. And they've actually diluted a lot of the major products and the major sets. And so, you know, your hit rate's not quite as good. And then when you do hit a card, there's so many super common inserts. They might look cool, like the tidal wave, you know, or the glass break, you know, or the breakthroughs and stuff, like all these really common inserts. but they're just not worth anything because they're super common. They've not only, it's not a rare insert. It's, you know, they've got 15 different parallels of it, and it's, you literally will get one of those out of every other pack.
I also think breaks are valuable if you're doing it right when the product is released, right? Because you'll receive the card when there's not going to be as much of the card that's out there. Now, here's a good thing, though. If you do get into a hobby break and you do get the Pittsburgh Steelers and you do pull the gold Kenny Pickett number to 10, well, for whatever that amount for you to get into that break, you obviously multiplied that by at least 5. But once again, those hits are very, very rare. Something else, Andy, I will hate it when breaks fill eBay. I don't know why people do breaks through eBay, but to each their own. Also, I see a lot of breakers have hobby prices way too high, where, I mean, they are netting $1,000 profit and people are just buying into the break because they don't know any better. So I would always be very cautious of what they are charging per team in a pick your team break. And look, it's a good way to get people that don't really know what they're doing per se to pay way too much for exactly what you said, Andy, to get one Carson Wentz card.
Yeah, or like this seller right here, they're doing hobby box breaks where they're selling off individual players. So you're not even guaranteed to get a card, especially of a veteran player like Antonio Gates, Barry Sanders, Andre Johnson. Like, I mean, people are going to pay $5 to $10 and maybe get a shot at pulling one of those veteran Hall of Fame, maybe autographed or something like that. But that's rare, man. That's not going to happen very often. So these breakers, this is all going to be profit mostly, you know. They're probably not even going to pull one of these Hall of Fame players out of their box, you know. So, or if they do, it's going to be a dollar card, you know, like a lot of cases. Like Amon-Ra St. Brown out of 2022 Prism. This is a second-year Prism card. Unless it's insanely rare, it's just not going to be worth anything, right? He's still on the Detroit Lions. Everybody's going to be after his rookie product because it's still so new, you know. So it's like going after a second-year card of a guy like that, it's got to be insanely rare. Case hit. Super low serial numbered veteran autograph. Other than that, it's just all going to be something found in a dollar bin.
Yes, sir. So we're getting a lot of good comments on this. Once again, we're going to rip a box a little bit later, a personal box for our guy, Derek. Now, I do want to issue this before we move on to the next topic. If breaking is something you like to do, do it, right? A lot of people do breaks not for the cards they receive, but who actually is breaking the box, right? If there is a breaker who doesn't charge a lot and it's a good community and you know all the people in that community, that is a very different thing, right? Because that's what sports cards should be about. It should be about community and who you want to be around. I have made really good friends, lifelong friends like you, Brad Nolan, Derek, as we just mentioned, and I made it through sports cards. So if that is something you like to do, go right on ahead and do it. One thing I do not recommend, though, is if you do want to join a break, just joining a random break without actually reading feedback, without actually seeing who is involved in this affair. So, you know, nothing against any breaker out there. I haven't done one in forever. I'm just mostly a singles guy. But if that's what you like to do, do it. But overall, as far as your ROI, unless you just hit absolutely big, you aren't going to make good ROI on buying into breaks.
Yeah, you need to hit that Eric Dickerson Game Day Aesthetics Gold Spotlight right there. And that's gonna be a very tough card to hit. I mean, it's going to be tough.
Limited, baby. So we're going to talk anything and everything with the 2023 product that's out there and just the overall card market at the present time. Andy, I'm going to keep saying this over and over. I am in love with 2022 Prism's 2012 throwback variation. I'm a card nerd. So for those that don't know, a lot of card companies like to do this. On the 10-year or 20-year anniversary, they like to go back to a design from 10 years ago. So Prism, which was released in 2012 for the first time. Guess what? It is 2022. So we're the 10-year anniversary of the first year Prism. So it's not a gazillion dollars, these cards. I've been following some auctions really closely to potentially get a Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson. As you can see, that silver right there was only a dollar. That Jamar Chase was only a dollar. I am looking to purchase all of them in the LSU legendary cards. I got busy this weekend and I missed out on that $1.25 one, and now I'm very mad at myself, but I am loving this insert. Well, I don't know exactly why. Maybe it is just a first year Prism look, but Andy, it's clean, baby.
Yeah, super clean. It's fire, as the kids say. And I love it too, man. Look at that. The Justin Jefferson going twice cheap, as much baby. As the Lamar Jackson, or Lamar Jackson. I got Lamar Jackson on the brain, as the Jamar Chase here for $1.25.
So, yeah, you know, I was just one little nerd thing before we get into some other things. So, yeah, I am looking to buy the silvers. I'm looking to potentially buy a gold, which would be a lot of money, but I'm just loving this insert. I really do. But Andy, we are one day closer to the NFL draft. Your overall thoughts on what you've seen over the past week when it comes to football cards?
Yeah, it's heating up. It's doing really well. If you talk to some of the guys in our Discord, like Chad or Biz, they're posting up some of the screenshots of their spreadsheets from April and March, and these guys are selling a ton of cards. These guys that are doing this as a serious side income stream, and they're moving a ton of cards, and they're making a nice profit. And you could see that across the board because, I mean, the more and more that I dig every week to try and find deals and present these guys up to guys in the Patreon and everything and on the YouTube channel, I mean, it's tough, man. It's tough. We, you know, Steve and I watched Justin Fields in the stream. It was a gold vinyl, a rookie emergent from Prism, and it was like a 3-something, ended like at 1 a.m., got up to like almost $800. Across the board, there's just a lot of movement, and especially on the new stuff, new product coming out for second year players, and the Bowman Chrome U Hobby Box Carter on Blowout Cards is still their best selling football card product right now. Best selling sealed football card product.
Andy, I'm telling you, man, I thought I was just pumping it up last week. I don't own a lot of Bowman U, but there is a reason why I love this product, man. College uniform cards are here, baby. And I also think, Andy, it's a good bit of people loving that Topps is back into the licensed football card market.
Yeah, man. Fanatics rating Panini. Fanatics getting their way back into the market. It's a kind of a foreshadowing of things to come in the future. You know, as they get more and more licenses from the NFL and the NFLPA, and they creep their way in, man. They've got a stranglehold on memorabilia, jerseys, etc. And it's only a matter of time in the coming years before they start, they start making Topps Chrome, Topps Finest, Bowman Chrome for NFL, you know, mainstream cards as well.
Let's go, baby. College uni cards, they're not ready for it, Andy. Let's go. So, obviously, before we get into a hobby tip of the week and before we get into a few questions, I do want to welcome in all our live stream viewers. Now, if you're watching this down the road, hey, guess what? We're here for you. But every Tuesday, 1:30 Central, we are here answering your football card questions and building the Football Card Quest community. We say hi to Fierce. We say hi to Josh Williams. He is here almost every week. James, good to see him as well. So we love you guys. We really appreciate what you guys are doing, building Andy's brand and building the show into something that is truly special. So let me tell you what. For me personally, I'm getting super excited, Andy, because in a few weeks, April 22nd, I'm going to be doing a card show in the Arklet Tech Memorabilia Card Show in Bossier City. Really excited about that, North Louisiana. It's a free show to get in, and Patrick Queen, will be there signing. So I'm excited to get to be back out in person and see hopefully a few people from here, and a lot of people from my channel are going to be there. So really excited about the future of football cards and how many people are starting to really get into it, especially the live card show experience. Now, I do want to bring this up, Andy, and I do think this is very critical when it comes to just football cards in general, right? We are seeing all this quarterback movement. We are seeing all this excitement surrounding where is Lamar Jackson going to go? Will Aaron Rodgers officially sign with the New York Jets already? Can we get this trade through? And most notably, Andy, the NFL draft coming up. What is going to happen with Bryce Young and CJ Stroud? We still don't have clarity over which one of these quarterbacks is going to be drafted first overall. Andy, I'm loving it. I'm loving all the speculation. I'm loving all the theories being thrown out there. It is an exciting time for football card collectors and investors everywhere.
Yeah, man. And, you know, even Tom Brady's name is going to pop up in certain conversations about making a potential comeback for 2020. I was thinking about this earlier before the stream. I don't know why it was random. Like, it sounds super random. What if Tom Brady came back to play for the Lions? Oh.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, the Lions.
The Lions of all people, but they have such a good offensive line. And like all the experts are, projecting them to really focus on their defense and maybe even draft another wide receiver. And just like their weapons are insane. The offensive line is insane. They're building up the defense. I don't know, man. It's just like compete out of the NFC North. You know, he went to University of Michigan, so it's up there. And I don't know. It's kind of like thinking, you know, that would be crazy, wouldn't it?
That's spicy. So, Andy, while you get your phone on the thing to get ready for the rip card, I'll answer a few of these questions here. Fear says, what about golf? Hey, if Tom Brady has an opportunity to jump back into the fold, you don't worry about Jared Goff's feelings. Hey, he dates a supermodel. Hey, Jared Goff has made millions upon millions of dollars. He doesn't give a rip. His life is great. Well, he does care. He doesn't want to lose his starter's job. But yeah, man, I would love to see it. And look, the Lions, they moved Jeff Okuda for basically nothing. Right. That looks like they're going to go corner. I think it's a really good corner draft at the very top. I like Witherspoon out of Illinois, Gonzalez out of Oregon. I like both of them a lot. I think the Lions, man, the fighting bite your kneecap off Detroit mother freaking Lions. I'm super excited about them. And one guy, Andy, Jameson Williams. I have never seen somebody so hyped about a player than the fantasy community has been around Jameson Williams going into this next year. So, yeah, man, I'm really pumped up to see the Fighting Detroit Lions.
Yeah, we're starting to get early ADP information from some of these fantasy football professional championship leagues. Some leagues that Derek Richards in, including, you know, guys that are actively getting ready for their dynasty rookie drafts after the NFL draft. And right now, Underdog Fantasy, they're running, you know, never too early best ball drafts, you know, with the rookies from this class just without a landing spot. So, you know, all the quarterbacks, like I'm looking at PFF projections today. And we could talk about some of these guys as box rip and some of these landing spots. But I mean, there's six quarterbacks projected to be drafted in the first round, six. And I think, like, overall, there was, like, nine quarterbacks that could potentially be drafted in the first three rounds. And then you got a deep tight end class. You got some really good running backs. And the wide receivers aren't as great as maybe the past couple of years. Maybe we've been spoiled for the past couple of years, but they're there. And I think it's super exciting. And there's definitely going to be some of those trades, those trade up, trade downs, those blockbuster trades. There's probably going to be a couple blockbuster trades that happen during the draft. We talked about some guys like Jerry Jeudy, the Aaron Rodgers trade, you know, Lamar Jackson. Would they pick up Odell Beckham? So I know you're going to see Patrick Queen in a week or two. I'd love to hear what he thinks about Odell. It seems like Lamar and Odell are already syncing up through the social medias.
I know. And one thing, I go back to this all the time. The NFC is wide open. I heard earlier today that they're already trying to lock down Jalen Hurts in Philly. I'd be really excited to see what that money would actually look like for a long-term deal. So I love it. Now, to tie this into actual football cards now, okay, I do find, and this could just be totally anecdotal, this could just be that this rookie class isn't as exciting. I'm talking about this past rookie class, the Pickett class. But, Andy, it doesn't seem as if people are on fire about contenders for the design and just in general about this rookie class. So does the data actually back that up? Am I just being, just crazy here as far as the rookie ticket autos for this crop?
Well, yeah, there is a lot more people saying that it's a really plain design. Yeah. So it's kind of like 50-50. There are more people that aren't a big fan. They're gravitating more towards Prism. I definitely think it's more going to be 60% Prism, 40% contenders rookie ticket autos. It'll be interesting. I think typically the Optic contenders has the same design, just with the Optic finish. You can see the cards are still performing well because they have a lot of on card autographs. That's the main delineation that you see, especially from the premium guys like the Aiden Hutchinsons, the Sauce Gardeners, you know, the Breece Halls, the Chris Olaves, Garrett Wilsons, what have you. Those first round rookie talents from last year that did have a good rookie season have a lot of on-card autographs in the contender set. So you can see they're doing quite well still. But that Prism design has definitely become quite popular. I think it's going to be about 60-40 when dust settles.
Yeah, and I've always been a rookie ticket auto guy. I mean, I'm okay. Like I said, I'm okay on this design overall. So yeah, I mean, look at Damon Clark, LSU legend, getting some love there. One thing that I will bring up, and I was looking at this earlier, it could just be that I'm being just too hard on this, but the autos from the actual players aren't as exciting as they used to be. It's a bunch of scribble. That might just be, once again, my eye saying that. But, yeah, you know, I think when Optic comes out, it's going to look a little bit better. But, yeah, it's very interesting. So, have you bought any Contenders rookie ticket autos yet?
I tried to snipe a couple the other night. I tried to get on some Chris Olaves the other night. I've tried – Drake London's at a good price right now, so I may actually end up getting in on Drake. But you're right, Jameson Williams, Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, these guys are getting a lot of hype. I may go for a little bit better value and try and get in on some Drake London and some Jahan Dotson. It's okay. Just and even Breece Hall, man, is expensive. And Sauce Gardner, I mean, I was blown away when I looked at his rookie ticket autos talking about defensive players. But so I haven't got my hands on one yet. But I am actively trying to snipe these every week. It's a good time as these are going to start. I'm guessing, you know, based on my prior experience, that the supply is going to start exceeding the demand for, especially for certain players that I believe are also being underdrafted in fantasy that have potential to go out and exceed expectations this year. And maybe they still get a big upgrade. You never know. I mean, Falcons are drafting early. The Commanders have options. So it's like you never know. But at the same time, they do have developing second-year quarterbacks that could surprise people. And these guys are just really good young talents. So I'm trying to actively find some value in this set for sure.
Yeah, I think if you do get a wax item and you do rip a rookie ticket auto, especially if it's numbered, I would, Andy, 99 cent the thing right now. I would. And once again, list it at night. Make sure it ends at night. But do you agree with me? Would there be any card that you think would be worth holding per se? Or would you, if you were ripping this product right now, actually just 99 cent it and see what happens?
Yeah, I guess it depends on the player. You know, some of these quarterbacks that are very speculative, like right now, you look at Sam Howell's market. He's gotten a lot of hype over the past month or two since they released Carson Wentz, and it looks like he may be their starting quarterback heading into September. Well, if they draft a guy or they make a move during the draft, all of a sudden that goes out the window, and his stock then drops back down. And so you have a combination of quarterback speculation of him being a top performer in September, and then also – you know, the new product element of this being just released. So if I could check all those boxes, then sure, I am going to go ahead and realize some really nice profit. Like I do the same thing with Desmond Ridder as well. So, you know, I have to check some boxes, but if it was like a Chris Olave or Garrett Wilson or Sauce Gardner, one of these other guys, or Breece Hall or something like this, I'm probably going to list it as a buy it now and list it for higher and like let it ride basically, because they've got so many future potential hype spikes in their career. And I know that the good rookie ticket autos are going to hold value long-term. Like the product's going to hold value long-term. So I have a lot more confidence in those players.
Let's answer a few questions really quickly before we get into tip and plays of the week. Let's go to Tyreek Major, who is a sleeper wide receiver and a sleeper quarterback to buy right now. Ooh, Annie, that is a juicy question. We normally save that for play of the week. I probably should have saved this question for play of the week. I'm trying to think of a like when you think sleeper, who is a super deep cut sleeper? That's always kind of tough. Is there anyone on the top of your brain right now, Andy?
Yeah, well, for wide receiver, I'm absolutely targeting guys on the Colts. So if you want a guy that's got decent upside, but you know, obviously he's going to come at a decent premium as well, as Michael Pittman Jr. But for a deep sleeper, look at Ashton Doolin, who really only has a rookie ticket auto. That's all he's got. He was undrafted out of 2019, so the guy's still only 26. He runs a 4.4 flat, and the guy just struggled with injuries last year. But if you go and look up his limited highlight reel with Carson Wentz the year before, and even some catches from Matt Ryan at the beginning of last year, this guy's really freaking good, Carter. He's got potential to be – he was actually a special teams all-pro member back in 2020, so, or maybe 2021. So the guy is really freaking good. So when he could play that good on special teams, they gave him an expanded role as a wide receiver, and his role grew until he got injured last year. So with a big quarterback upgrade, you know, they're probably going to draft a guy, whether it's Anthony Richardson or Will Levis, to kind of work alongside with Gardner Minshew. I even like Gardner Minshew throwing the ball. You know, he's going to YOLO and throw it deep to Ashton Doolin. And I like the potential for him to be a late round sleeper that can put up some nice spike games. And he's still really young. And he's only got that one card, rookie ticket auto, simple decision. You can buy those for like $5-$10, and it just leaves you with a lot of upside.
Yeah, so we got a few popping up in the chat right now. Let's go to chats right here. Actually, let me give you my sleeper first, okay? Or should I save it for play of the week? What I'm going to let you make the choice, Andy.
I think you should save it for play of the week.
All right, we'll save it for the end. There is a wide receiver, I think, in his new offense, I think is going to put up some pretty good numbers next year, and I'm actually drafting him in some underdog fantasy drafts. Andy, you're an affiliate of Underdog Fantasy. I am as well. We have some underdog fantasy drafters in there. I highly recommend you sign up and use your promo code, Andy. Look, I'm showing you some love, Quest. So when you sign up, put in the promo code Quest because I freaking love it. Let's go to chat here with Sam Howell. Once again, a rookie from this last year's class. We've yet to really see him play. Andy, your thoughts on Sam Howell with the Washington Commanders in the NFC East?
I tell you, man, he was very tantalizing to watch in the preseason last year. It got me excited. The guy's got some nice rushing upside, so I thought he was fearless. I thought he had good like pocket awareness. He also was able to scramble and extend plays, and the weapons in Washington are exciting. You know, talking about Antonio Gibson in the backfield, you know, an elite speed, good receiving running back. And then you got Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson and Curtis Samuel. I mean, your receivers are all speed, you know, and hands. It's like, man, they've got some really good weapons there on offense. And I think there's definitely potential for him to go out and exceed the current expectations. So he's definitely a guy to consider there.
Yeah, Antonio Gibson there as well as a weapon. I'm a little bit higher on Gibson than most, but yeah, I think Sam Howell has the potential to be something great. Now, I'll tell you this, Andy, the film guys out there, you know, the coaches that I speak to for my other channel, they're always very skeptical of quarterbacks who produce in a Phil Longo offense, who was the offensive coordinator at UNC, because it does open things up. But Sam does give you some upside because he's very good at everything. Now, he's not a burner per se as a runner. He doesn't have the absolute most cannon arm, but he's pretty proficient in both of those things. I'm a little shocked though, Andy, with these prices right here for Sam. That's I know these are numbered super rare stuff and it's brand new, but this is high, man.
Yeah, people are getting legitimately excited. I've seen his ADP creeping up and because of that dual threat ability, you know, kind of got a little bit of that Konami code. But just in anticipation of him starting, that's why I say if you're ripping a base rookie ticket auto right now, you can go ahead and sell that for.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Over $200, you know, and if you... Look, 215 in an auction right there from DC Sports 87, one of the largest consignments. So, I mean, there's a lot of upside. There's a lot of hype. There's a lot of competition, 28 bids on another base rookie ticket auto. So that's what I'm saying. Like, he still has upside at $200, right? If we were to compare Jalen Hurts rookie ticket autos, they're $600-$700. He's got a long ways to go. But, you know, the market doesn't exponentially grow as quick as it used to back in 2020 and 2021. There's more cards. You know, people are more mature. They're more knowledgeable about the prices that they get in at. So, and the cards that they get in at. So it's, you know, I could see the potential there still for growth. But definitely, you know, compare this to Desmond Ridder. We compare this to Desmond Ridder right now. You're definitely going to see, I think, higher values on the Howell.
It also shows the power of not playing, right? That's part of the reason why Trey Lance's market is still so hot, per se. Now, it's not as hot as it once was, but it's that what can he do type of aspect to sports cards. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if I would buy Sam Howell right now because this could be his peak. But, man, it is very interesting that people are so excited about a guy that wasn't a first round pick and it slid quite a bit in the draft in Sam Howell, but we'll see. But yes, new ownership with Washington. Very good point right there by Chad. Let's go to another sleeper right here, Andy. Derek brings up Bailey Zapp, either one. Shorter in stature quarterback for the Patriots. not really a starter, but he could be next year. Your thoughts on Bailey Zapp, who had a one-of-one Black Friday Prism go for $8,000 recently?
Well, as long as he's loyal to Bill Belichick and doesn't seek outside consultants to try and improve the offense, he may do pretty well. I think you and I may have talked about this before, but Bailey Zappi's like very relatable. Like I'm 6'1". I'm actually a little bit heavier than 215, but like I could be Bailey Zappi, man. So it's like, you know, he's like your average Joe guy that just, you know, has done really well for himself. You know, he's actually was a fourth round pick. So he's not even, you know, Mr. Irrelevant like Brock Purdy. And now he's on the Patriots of all teams, you know? So it's like, there's a lot of that Cinderella story in Bailey Zappi. And so I think there's a lot of people that want him to and believe in him to be a franchise quarterback. But I don't personally see him anything more than like a backup platoon slash maybe a bridge guy. Maybe the Patriots make a move because they have shopped Mac Jones. You know, at least that's what's been reported. So
Rashid Shaheed, according to Boot Ballers, is a guy you should buy. I'm a New Orleans Saints fan. I like Shaheed. Very interesting wide receiver room in New Orleans. As Andy pulls up some Bailey Zappi prices, I'll answer this from Boot Ballers here. Yeah, so Michael Thomas is back. Chris Olave is back. So Shaheed is probably third in that pecking order. He does have some over-the-top value. Also, don't forget, they do bring back Juwan Johnson. So, Saints low-key have a little bit of a crowded receiving room, but Shaheed looked good. I mean, Saints fans were begging Shaheed to get more targets. So, yeah, you know, I like him as a talent. It is a crowded room, though. But Derek Carr, we've seen him feed the mouths of plenty of receivers before, so we will see. Look at this. 148.49. How much time is – oh, that's what it sold for.
Sold. So, yeah, and I was looking. The Desmond Ridder actually sold for 300, which is more than the Howell, going for about 215 to 250. And the Zappi right now is 150. So I do think there will be a short-term, very short-term flip window spike for Bailey Zappi if Mac Jones were to be traded, because people would immediately just say, oh, it's Bailey – just like – you know, when Tom Brady left, oh, it's Jared Stidham, you know, oh, it's going to be Bailey Zappi, you know. So there's that immediate, like right now, people are high on Jimmy Garoppolo because they think he's going to start for the Raiders, but we don't know if he's going to start for the Raiders. His contract doesn't necessarily scream that he's going to be their franchise quarterback. So, you know, things change. There's a lot of offseason left, but there is a small window where this card could easily spike 2X or maybe a little bit more if Mac Jones is traded.
Could this be the last year of Belichick in New England?
Ooh.
I think the pressure – I can't believe I'm going to say this. I think Bill Belichick is on – I'm never going to call Belichick on the hot seat, but I do think the seat is a little warm.
Hector says he's high on Garoppolo's future backup.
I want your thoughts on that though, Andy.
That's a very spicy take, man. I don't know the terms of his current contract with the Patriots, but I could see it, man, because it's like the whole, you know, when things start to get stale, and maybe he doesn't actually get fired, but it's like, you know, they kind of force him to retire, maybe. And I don't know if Belichick's one of those guys. He's got his son implanted on the coaching staff now, you know, so I don't know if he would actually force them to fire him, or if he would actually, you know, gracefully retire and then maybe take a year off and like Sean Payton did and find a new gig somewhere. You know, that's very interesting.
Robert Kraft is a young soul, right? You see him hanging out with Michael Rubin, right? Who everybody loves in the hobby now. And I do too. I hope Rubin does great things, but he's around Rubin a lot. He's around hip hop stars quite a bit. And look, Belichick has more power than any NFL head coach. And the Patriots are that exact word you just used, stale, right? And I think Kraft would like to see you know, if he is a younger guy, even though he is older, he is a younger soul. I think Kraft would like to see an infusion of a new voice in the Gerard Mayo era, or whoever the next guy would be there in New England. So, yeah, you know, and I bring that up because is Bill Belichick, if he feels that way, would he want to give the keys of the offense to Bailey Zappe? They might have no choice if Mac plays like he did last year. So there you go, Derek.
I tell you, yeah, if they get waxed by Mike McDaniels and the Miami Dolphins this year, I could see it.
And let's be honest, okay? Tom and Belichick were dominant for a long period of time, but the AFC East wasn't as strong as it was this next year, right? With Aaron Rodgers coming into the division and Robert Saleh being a very talented coach. Obviously, Josh Allen and the Bills are there. And then, of course, that Mike McDaniel guy is a pretty good coach. I like him a lot. Dolphins might have the best top-to-bottom offense in the NFL outside of the quarterback position. So, yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens there. So, yeah, Bailey Zappe, it's very fascinating. Travis makes an interesting remark here. Jarrett Stidham will be the starting QB at some point this season. Andy, your thoughts on the former Baylor and Auburn starting quarterback?
Man, I was really impressed how he hung in there. Some of those passes he made to Davante Adams down the stretch last season, I was really impressed. I saw the spike, the corresponding spike. It wasn't much. You know, he's got quite a bit of product from 2019. And there's a lot of people that paid some pretty serious money back in 2020 when Brady left on Jarrett Stidham cards. So the market is kind of interesting for Stidham in that fact. You have people that will come out of the woodworks with these nice Jarrett Stidham cards in their collection they've held from 2020, but the chances are they paid a lot for them back then, so they're going to try and get their money now. And so it makes a little bit of an interesting market. So it's like his more base stuff. It moves a little bit, but not a ton, and it's still pretty cheap. But I could definitely see that, man. I thought he stood in there really well for Derek Carr this past season whenever he got benched and everything, and made some really good passes to Davante Adams. I was really impressed about.
And you always make a good point, Andy, about the 2019 rookie draft class and the football cards in that class. So if you are new, it is very important to note that print runs year to year are not the same. And Andy, I want you to share what you've shared before on here about the 2019 printing process. The print run is considerably lower than 2020 and beyond.
Yeah, considerably lower. When look at Kyler Murray, the 1.1 pick from 2019, and his total number of rookie cards was, and you can look this up on tradingcarddatabase.com or tcdb.com. So don't quote me because I don't remember the exact number, but it was somewhere in the 3000s and, or maybe even lower. Like I'm just going to actually look it up because I could do it really quick here on a quick search on their website. And yeah, then you go and look at 2020 and look at Joe Burrow, because Panini does print based on the draft capital that was spent on the player. And so you got to filter this, go 2019 here on TCD, 2,900 different rookie cards for Kyler Murray in 2019, and then go to Joe Burrow and it's somewhere around 4,500. So great. You have, and that's different cards. So, you know, each set increased their variety of players by, you know, a dozen. Like we looked at the amount of parallels in Prism from 2019 and the amount of parallels from Optic from 2019, and they increased by like 15 to 30 in each of those sets. So it wasn't like they just one set increased, the print run of a player by whatever. So 4,400 for Joe Burrow, 2,900 for Kyler Murray. That's a difference of 1,500 different rookie cards, 1,500 different rookie cards between from that 1 year. And so that's probably like, 30 to 40 new different variations of rookie card in each set, each with their own print run. So that's a lot of additional variety. So that's why you know, there is such a difference in the base card values, the base prism optics, and then the rare ones, the autograph ones, the serial number cards and stuff like that.
Let's freaking go Broncos. But yes, Stidham last year looked really good versus San Francisco. Really good defense. And yes, that game was at home, but the 49er fans outnumbered the Vegas fans for that week, which was in freaking insane. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to pour my money into Jared Stidham, but if you are looking for something speculative to play, go right on ahead and get you some Stidham cards. Yeah, Travis brings up that's insane. Yeah, it is. And look, I'm just going to point this out. That jump from 2019 to 2020, football cards weren't the same from 2020 to where it is now. So that's part of another reason why I like Jared Stidham a little bit, right? But there you go. Now, we are ripping a box here in just a second, so we are going to get into hobby tip of the week and hobby play of the week really quickly. Before we actually do hobby tip of the week, we highly recommend you go to patreon.com/footballcards. A link will be down in the description below, and you could join our Patreon community. I just learned some pretty cool facts about some of our patrons, including their connections to some current players on the LSU team. So that's really cool. So I like to get to know each and every one of you. patreon.com/footballcards is the place to go. All right, Andy, your hobby tip of the week is?
Well, real quick, notice that the print runs from 2020 to 2021 went up another astronomical jump. A 2021 product has definitely got to be the peak. I don't see it have grown nearly as much from 2021 to 2022 that it has from 2020 to 2021. Trevor Lawrence has 6,532 different rookie cards, each with their own print run from 2021. That's an additional 2,100 over Joe Burrow. Over Kyler Murray, what are we looking at now? Almost 4,000 more than Kyler Murray? I mean, it's 3,400 more than Kyler Murray or 3,600 more? That's insane, man.
It is, and it is. So, you know, for me, I don't think print run is a be-all, end-all because overall, everything is moving to super rare stuff. Things number to 10, things number to 25, one-of-ones, all that good stuff. But I do bring that up because it is the astronomical change from year to year is absolutely crazy. So I'll start hobby tip of the week. Why not? I'm starting to see just in general that it is more, it's not more important per se, but people.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs. Plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Are becoming more cognizant of who they buy from, right? So, I think this is huge. Sometimes who you buy from is everything, right? Like if I hear that you're a trustworthy person or you support Andy or so on and so on, I am more than willing to give you my money because I know you or I feel like I know you. I think your reputation is everything, right? If I see just shadiness involved at all, I am just not willing to do a deal off eBay. I'm not willing to do you know, friends and family or anything like that. And I don't recommend doing friends and family, especially for any high dollar card. So don't, as you start your football card selling journey, treat people with respect, ship cards safely and securely, all that good stuff. I think who you buy from is more important now than ever because there is so much scamming that goes on. So once again, your reputation is everything. So look, if I am deciding between buying a $1,000 card between someone I don't know or someone like Hector or Derek or whatever, I'm more than willing going to do it to someone that I feel like I know, someone that I could get extra references, someone that has a good reputation. So I'd say who you buy from is important as well as the card that you're actually buying.
Yeah, great hobby tip. Mine is, I see a question here from Fierce Cards a couple days in our Discord server, and he wants to know what liquid means. And there's a lot of jargon in our hobby, different words that people, maybe PWE, plain white envelope, or BMWT, bubble mailer with tracking, or the term liquid, right? The liquid basically is a card that we know you can be bought and sold frequently. It's easy to get in and out of. For example, the Optic Rated Rookie for Josh Allen is a very liquid card. You know, it's a card that is highly recognizable. It's a card that has a ton of transactions. So it's not only desirable from other collectors and investors, but it has a lot of transactions. So you can get a really good gauge on what the card should be valued at. Like really rare cards are harder to get a gauge on what they should be valued at, because you know, some of the transactions you find on eBay, to your point, Carter, may not be completely ethical. They could have been shill bid. They could have been propped up just for the comp. So you have to do a little bit of additional digging and research to find a good gauge. Like, you know, look at the rest of the draft class, look at other players in the similar card, years around that card, the same card, to find a approximate value. But if you have something that's highly liquid, it's typically going to be like that Prism PSA 10, that Optic PSA 10, and raw, even rookie ticket autos are very liquid cards that are easily bought and sold, that have a pretty good amount of transactional data for you to get a good idea of what it should be valued at.
Let's go to Joel really quickly before play of the week. I think this question is very interesting. What kind of a premium would you put on a serial numbered one of whatever, the first print, if any? Is there a premium, Andy, to you on 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 25 or 1 out of 99?
I think so, especially the jersey number. You know, and so I guess if that match like Jamar Chase, then you have like a double combo. But I know I've talked to a few collectors that do place a premium on bookends and the first one in the serial number. So 1 out of 99 or 99 out of 99 is more valuable to them. They'd actually spend a little bit money on that card than the 47 out of 99 or the 16 out of 99. Unless the 16 out of 99 was jersey number match, then that's where it supersedes the bookend or the starting one. The jersey number match supersedes all of those. And then some people you'll meet have their favorite number. So it's like any serial number card they target, if their favorite number is 13, they want to get 13. They'll always pay more money for that 13 just because it's kind of like their favorite number, you know, the lucky number or something.
Yeah, I think there's a little premium on the 1 out of 25 or the 25 out of 25, just because cards are all about aesthetics, and we love the aesthetics of cards. But you are right. I love jersey number match. I do. I really, really do. Because number one, Andy, I love just jersey numbers, period. Derek knows this because he watches Power Hour LSU quite a bit. I'm a snob for jersey numbers. I believe if you're not a playmaker, don't wear a single digit number, man. That aesthetic is so freaking key. So I love the jersey number match. I really, really do. As far as like 1 or 25 out of 25, I do think that adds a little aesthetic as well. So, you know, it does get a little tricky when players change jersey numbers. That always bothers me in a major way, but still. Yeah, I do agree that jersey number match is absolutely critical. And Andy, if you get a jersey number single digit match in a gold out of 10, you are really, really cooking. One of my favorite card YouTubers, his name's Roth. He sold a Daniel Jones gold number to 10, and he didn't know it was jersey numbered. So the guy bought it and You know, he would have put a little bit more of a premium on that card. But Hector makes a good point here. He is a color match over jersey number match kind of person. I would guess it would depend on the color. Is it just a colored card, or is it a card that is numbered? I guess it just depends there. But yeah, I mean, Andy, some people are just about the card aesthetic in and of itself, and a jersey number, especially if the jersey number is printed on the back. I guess color match, it obviously just depends.
I am very much a color match over jersey number person, but like, oh. Even if it was a jersey number match, but it was like a green prism card for, you know, Chris Godwin or Mike Evans or something like that, I'm not going to pay nearly as much for it, because it's just so, it clashes so much to me. It'll drive me crazy. I can't stand to see like clashing colors between the team that the player's on and the color match of the card. I'm not a big fan of those clashing cards for whatever reason. Twitch in my brain. So I would rather have a color match in that scenario. Now, if it's anything like from silver to remotely color match or something just not clashing that I think goes well together, then I'm definitely going to want to get that jersey number match.
All right, Andy, let's go ahead and start ripping this box, baby. Let's go. Let's show Derek some love today. I'm going to give you my play of the week while you're actually ripping this. And I actually truly do believe in it, because the prices for this guy, when I checked this morning, Andy, was abso-freaking-lutely insane. Now, I know it's every year that, like, if you're a super, super fantasy nerd, you hear that this guy is a steal when it comes to making a play for a card. But my play of the week is Paris Campbell of the New York Giants. I just looked, Andy. His rookie ticket autos right now are going for $3 a pop. $3 a pop. Sealed. Wow. Rookie ticket autos. Once again, this is just going to tie in all together from things that we've talked about this year. 2019 cards are more rare than 2020, and obviously year by year, right? So, Paris Campbell is only 25 years of age. I know he's had a ton of injury problems, and one of those includes a very severe, you know, ACL that he tore. And I know he was in college for a long time, so he wasn't an early declare. But Paris Campbell goes to me, one of the best offensive minds in the NFL, in Brian Daboll. Now, Andy, if you were to judge the wide receiver rooms in the NFC, I don't think anybody would think the New York Giants would have a super deep wide receiver room. I don't think anybody is thinking Isaiah Hodgins is a shoe-in to be the guy there, or Darius Slayton is going to be the guy. That was a weak wide receiver room. This could be a situation where Paris Campbell, I think, had two games last year where he had over 10 targets. And he will be wearing the number 0 next year for the New York Giants. So a new year, a new jersey number with an offensive genius. I think with what the Giants return next year, Paris Campbell. I just think the prices are so cheap right now. I get a rookie ticket auto for $3. Are you freaking kidding me? Paris Campbell, stock up now. Get him on the low, because all it takes is one big week in the concrete jungle where dreams are made of in New York. Let's freaking go. So, Andy, your thoughts on my PC play of the week? Quite literally, PC play.
Yeah, I like it. Daniel Jones was top 5 in every single rushing category last season. He was also top 10 in multiple passing categories. And they're just getting going there. That was Brian Daboll's first year. I mean, they're just starting to grease a groove, and that wide receiver room is devoid of talent, you know. And Paris Campbell, a sub 4.4 guy who started to pick up some hype last season, and the Colts offense could just never get out of first gear. I really like the play, man.
It's just cheap.
I really like the play. It's super cheap. It's got upside, massive market. And another, like his rookie product from 2019 has a pretty decent color match from the Colts to the Giants. I mean, there's a lot of blue in there, you know?
I think
he'll go underdrafted potentially. And if the Giants don't add some serious talent here in the draft, I like that play as well.
All right, let's start ripping, baby. This
okay.
So all the packs go to Derek, each and every one. I'm so excited because Derek is one of my best buddies. I talk to him every single day, basically. So let's go. Let's get some gold in here.
Yeah, dude, that would be so sick. All right. Xavier Hutchin, Spencer Sanders.
Ole Miss quarterback. Let's go.
Clayton Tune, Kenny McIntosh. Pack two.
Let's go, Derek. I'm
still really liking the quality of these Bowman Chrome cards. And I mean, it is like the hobby box is so reasonably priced now at like $130.
King Dent. I have pulled more Jordan Battle out of this product than I would like to admit. Simpson, okay.
Simpson. Nice refractor.
Yeah. Former LSU commit.
Oh, yeah, there was Bowtie Tim in our Discord was wanting your take on, I think it was it Jaden Daniels?
Yes, so his son was teammates with Jaden Daniels in high school. I really wish Jaden was in this product. I really, really, really do.
Oh, man, he's not in here?
No, I wish. I would be buying him up. So I will bring this up. One of the players, LSU players' mothers, I'm sending her some of her son's cards in this product. So Mason Smith, I am a big Mason Smith fan for LSU as a defensive tackle. So, yeah, I'm super freaking excited just about Bowman first in general. So Derek says he's looking for the Caleb Williams flip. I know he's a big Nick Singleton fan from Penn State, running back. Got a great bit of athleticism.
Who, Derek?
Well, not Derek. Huh? I would guess Derek runs a 5.8 40-yard dash. but Nicholas Singleton can play. Check him out. Penn State should be pretty good this year.
So we got a Pat Garwo here, 211 out of 299 from Boston College, running back. Not exactly A.J. Dillon, huh?
No. I didn't know Perry was a Penn Stater.
Oh, yeah. Andrew Perry from Perry Collectibles, big Penn Stater.
Let's go. Oh, Jalari. He could sneak into the first round. I'm hoping he does because my guy Kayshawn Booty is sliding. He is sliding out.
Sliding out, man.
Yeah, I think. There's just so many Bama players in this product. Now, I think that guy right there, Andy Jordan Travis, quarterback to watch for in this next draft class, doesn't have an elite arm.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
And he's not an elite runner, but he's got some really good traits in both of those aspects, can throw with some anticipation. Doesn't have the absolute best wide receivers in the world, but I think Florida State's got some juice going into next year. And if they do beat LSU week one and they do have a Heisman run, I think his cards in here could get a little spicy.
Interesting.
Brennan Armstrong. There we go. Let's go. Good stuff, Derek. Got a Caleb Williams silver, man. Let's go. Not what we were quite looking for, but it's still good. Dan got the retro look. I like it.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, it's a fairly common insert, but at least you got the short print version of it with the refractor.
Ugh.
That'll look cool on the wall, you know, look cool on Derek's display.
Keely Ringo there at the end.
Come on now. We got to get, I think you're supposed to get at least one autograph in here.
Well, come on, Bowman. We've been talking about you quite a bit. Eli Ricks, don't get me started Cade, let's go. Let's go. I like it. Cade
Klubnik.
Let's go.
Purple Shimmer. I'm guessing this is serial numbered. No serial number on this. I'm surprised.
But at least we got a color match, though, baby.
Yeah.
The color match on this is nasty. And the purple jersey, too. I like it.
The purple jersey with the first. Yeah, that's a nice little card.
Nice, bro. Zach Evans. Lots of... I think Zach Evans is one of the most explosive names in the Dynasty community. There's so many people just out on him. Former five-star. Nico, okay. Denzel Burke. Trayshawn Holden, now with the Oregon Ducks. And another Spencer Sanders, now with Ole Miss.
And he's in next year's draft class, right?
Yeah, and he might not even start at Ole Miss, so it's very weird. He transfers from Oklahoma State. He's playing his final year at Ole Miss. He might not even win the starter's job.
I think we got a hit right here, Carter.
Okay. Here we go. Let's go.
Behind the Jaden Wally.
Ojalari Silver.
Ojalari Silver. Refractor. Nah,
I like it, but Jabari Small, Isaiah Nair. Okay.
That pack felt a little heavier, but so does this pack now that I'm picking it up. There's a lot of packs in here, so we still have, you know, 9 packs to go. Oh, right off the top here, man. Young Invicta.
I'll take it.
Chunky card stock. Another, I guess, fairly common insert. What I don't like about this, we got no first here, you know. We got no first, no serial number, but this is a chunky refractor here, insert. And the Cade McNamara and the Dorian Thompson Robinson.
DTR. I think depending on landing spot, his cards can get a little hot. Let's see. I think DTR, wherever he would go, they would need to tailor the offense to his strengths, but I think he could play.
Think he can play?
Yeah, I think DTR's got some juice. I do. Lots of experience.
Let me put these right here. I'm trying to put the hits out a little bit.
There we go.
All right.
JJ.
JJ McCarthy. Ooh.
Oh, let's go. Let's go. A QB first auto. Ty, let's go.
Alabama QB.
Yeah.
So he's got to have some draft capital. Was he in next year's class?
Well, he hasn't played yet.
Oh, he hasn't even played yet.
Man, come on. Bryce has been the guy, Andy.
Yeah, I know Bryce has been the guy, but is this guy the guy next year, you think?
Well, he's got to beat out Jalen Milroe, who was the backup last year. So, yeah, it's going to be tough for him to beat out Milroe, who is an elite runner. I think Milroe is an amazing, like, Jalen Hurts type of runner, but his accuracy isn't the absolute best. Ty does have the Konami code. He does have some dual threat. capability. And I know Derek loves him some Ty Simpson. Out of Tennessee, I had a really good grade on him. He was a top five QB in this last crop for me. So he's going into year two now, and he might beat out Milroe. There he is.
Look at that.
There he is, baby. Let's go, Mason.
He was in the same pack as a Mason Smith and a Stetson Bennett first.
There we go. SEC, baby. There you go. I'm proud of Derek getting – I know Derek loves him some Ty Simpson. That's good.
Yeah, this box is already leaps and bounds better than the than that other one.
Well, from 2 weeks ago. Yeah. If y'all want to see what bricks look like, instead of watching Russell Westbrook highlights, just watch that box that we opened 2 weeks ago. It was just full of just paperweights. John Emery, Xavier Worthy. There's an AR card.
AR base first. Base. Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Sold mine for $5 recently.
Yeah, man.
Derek's sending me that Mason Smith. I like it. I'm a big Mason Smith guy.
Trevor Etienne.
You recognize that last name, Andy?
I recognize that last name, man. He's on a lot of my dynasty teams.
Oh, really?
Travis, his brother Travis.
Let's go. Trevor's got some juice. Mayer?
Man, he's probably a first-round tight end, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't know if I like him or Kincaid better coming out. But, yeah, Michael Mayer, like that. Henry Toa and Walker, who's also at Ole Miss. So there's three Ole Miss quarterbacks in this class, in this product. Spencer Sanders, Walker Howard, and Jackson Dart. It's pretty crazy. And we got a Bryce in the okay.
And accidentally revealed the back card on this. This might turn out to be a pretty decent box.
We might be cooking. It's okay, an Izzy Silver. Okay.
Cam Rising
and a Bryce base. Put that Izzy Silver with the other ones, Andy.
Yeah.
He is moving up draft boards after a crazy pro day. Yeah, I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be the most hyped wide receiver prospect maybe ever going into next year's draft class. Tony Grimes, okay.
Where does Marvin Harrison Jr. go to school?
He is at Arizona State. No, I'm kidding. Ohio State. yeah, so there's Zach Evans. There's Will Anderson. Okay. Tyler Van Dyke. Ugh. yeah, I think he's special. I do. I really, really, really do. He will be the number three selection in next year's draft behind Drake May and Caleb Williams.
Wow, that's insane, man.
Yeah. And,
I mean, he's got it in his blood. It's in his DNA.
I know. Let's see. Another Cade. Okay. Isaac Rex. Dang, with a lot of Ole Miss quarterbacks in this product. Like I told you, man.
So I got five packs left.
Five packs. Let's get it. Hector's a Will Anderson fan. Noah.
Refractor.
There's CJ.
CJ. So you think the Panthers are going to go with Bryce Young, huh? Or you think they're going to get CJ?
I am. Even though I think the betting market still have CJ as the number one guy, I just think they should pick Bryce. I think Bryce is the best quarterback in this draft and will be the best quarterback in this draft. So there he is. There's KB.
Looks pretty shifty in that photo.
Type Y for yes, type N for no. Bryce Young will be the best quarterback in this draft class. Type Y for yes, type N for no. Trenton Simpson, numbered, okay.
53 out of
99. Yeah. Jaleel Billingsley and Relik Brown. Okay. Oh, Derek is an A-Rich guy.
Ooh. I mean, he's got the raw tools, the raw physical attributes.
If you're betting on athleticism, go right on ahead. JSN. I believe the JSN hype. I do.
Same. Will Rogers.
All right. CJ Silver. Okay. The Invictus.
Nice. Okay.
Hendon.
Hooker first.
Okay.
And a Caleb Williams first.
All right. We'll take it.
Nice. That was a pretty loaded pack right there, man.
Was there only three cards in that one?
Yeah, it was just three cards in that one because of that fat Invicta.
I will take it. Ugh. Okay. Don't want Vandy Commodores. Nolan
Smith. Autograph?
Okay.
A Georgia linebacker. I don't know. Georgia's had insane defense the past couple of years.
He has actually moved up on mock boards. I think he's firmly in the first round now. I don't love him as much as most. I think he's kind of a Caleb Von Chason type of player for LSU, just a really good college edge setting outside linebacker. Got hurt this past year. But yeah, still a good pull, man. Good auto.
Yes, serial number two on this one out of 499. It's too bad that that Ty Simpson wasn't serial numbered. Cameron Ward and Aiden O'Connell there.
Okay. Two autos per box.
Two autos per box. So we got two packs left. Let's see what we can finish off with.
Another mayor, okay. Anthony transferred.
Last pack.
Last one. Let's make it spicy. Stogner, okay. Another Klub.
Another Klub.
Bo Nix. And Zach Calzada. Very interesting.
Not bad, man.
Okay. Let's go through the hits.
Go through the hits. So, I mean, I think you got a pretty decent amount of hits. There was actually one more serial number card earlier that I didn't put in this pile. We got the Nolan Smith auto here out of 499. There's a Hendon Hooker first. There's a Caleb Williams first. There's a CJ Stroud Invicta refractor. There's the green shimmer Trenton Simpson first, and that is numbered out of 99. There's the Israel Abenakanda. Is that how I say that? Abenakanda?
Yeah.
Izzy. There's a Michael Mayer in the retro. It's an AR first. The Ty Simpson, that was our biggest hit of this box. Ty Simpson auto, non-serial numbered, but five-star recruit, right? Right, Carter? Yeah. Future potential starting quarterback for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Bryce Young Invicta refractor. You got the BJ Ojulari refractor first. Got a Cade Klubnik Purple Shimmer, non-serial numbered. Got a Caleb Williams Retro Refractor. And I don't know why I put this one there. Brendan Armstrong first base card from Virginia.
Ugh. Ugh.
There was one more, and then, of course, you got quite a few refractors in here. There was one more all the way down here. Yeah, it was there it is. The first one was a Pat Garwo. Looks like a teal refractor there out of 299. So we'll put that Pat Garwo to the side as well. Mm. Yeah, solid.
There you go. Let's go to Joel's question here, Andy. Do you think, unlike previous college product, that Bowman U holds value baseball first in the hobby? I would like to think so, because of the college licenses and it being tops and all of that. But, you know, Derek says, no, I think if it was a Bowman first with the pro uni, it would hold value. I try to sell any college guys when they get drafted.
That makes sense. That's what I would do too. I mean, the super rare stuff still does pretty well long term, but it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like what happens to base mosaic after, you know, after a couple months of it being out, you know, and this doesn't even have, you know, professional uniforms. So,
right.
And the rookie card logo is definitely more powerful. The rookie card logo combined with professional uniforms is still more powerful. Because you got to think Panini's going to come out with their draft pick sets that's going to have rated rookies in pro design but college uniform.
Right.
And they have a license to put team names and team logos on there from college. So that'll be a pretty popular release, and that'll be this summer after the draft, you know.
So yeah. Derek, what did you think of your box, man? Did you think it was a successful run? I think it is especially successful considering the other box was so bad. If you want to see the worst box of any product ever ripped on a channel, go see the other one that was full of bricks. This one I thought was fine. Like, it wasn't spectacular, but I thought it was fine. I do. So yeah, I think it was successful. I really do. We say hi to Jason, who's really pushing us on Facebook. I really appreciate that, Jason. And yeah, you know, once again, college union cards, there is a market for it. There are some people like me that do like the college union cards, but still pro uniform cards are always going to hold that extra weight. So there you go. Andy, any more thoughts before we say bye to everyone until next week?
Yeah, no, man. That's final thoughts, man.
My God, dear.
Getting pumped up for the draft, man. Getting pumped up for the draft, trying to find some opportunities that I can to flip at the draft. And then if you don't feel super confident about being able to flip it at the draft, then look for stuff that's going to have a little bit better, you know, September – time frame and beyond. That's going to be the next window, you know.
There we go. Patreon.com/footballcards is where you could sign up and chat with Andy or me or Derek or Chad Dyer. Everybody's in there. Patreon.com/footballcards is where you can go. Andy, successful episode today, my friend. You were absolutely murdering it today. I really appreciate your friendship, and I appreciate each and every one of you that have been here every Tuesday live stream. And until then, peace.
Peace, you guys. Thank you.